not right that younger, healthier adults in rich countries are getting COVID vaccinations before older people in poorer countries.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The U.S. Capitol complex briefly locked down this morning during a rehearsal for President-elect Biden's inauguration.
Smoke was seen rising in the distance during inaugural rehearsals. Participants were instructed to shelter in place while the situation was evaluated. It turns out there was a small fire at a homeless camp in Southeast D.C. blocks away. The Secret Service says the fire was extinguished and there is no threat to the public.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a pretty nice start to the week. We're headed for a freeze again tonight, but I have news about a warming trend. Tonight, clear and cold again. Overnight low temperature close to the freeze mark. I have us around 33 degrees at dawn. Tomorrow, the warming trend gets established with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Good bit of sunshine. In fact, even a lot of sun on Wednesday with highs in the mid-60s. Then rain becomes likely by Thursday and Friday. Highs still in the 60s even then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day. And we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We think it's real nice to have freedom of speech. Grateful for that right. No complaints about liberty. It's just sometimes exchanges online get me.
I'm at my keyboard with anonymity.
So then I get fired up and I post, get some likes and some votes.
I love my opinions. Others are inferior to me.
the others. Suppressed, busy memorizing talk radio, and an oxymoron called unbiased news. Trauma, ooh, it's a bloody cyber fight. I think we might need prep or
Twitch who's ranting in all caps.
They're a douche, they're a douche. I will shortly unfollow.
But at first I'll fight him with my QWERTY typing keys.
You're an a-hole. You stupido.
You're a keyboard warrior.
Command me, bro.
Bro.
Now there's a tool boy posting his hate speech.
He's just a tool boy with insecurities. Can't wait to block all his misogyny.
Comet war is dying down. Have we let it go?
We will not know, cause now here come the trolls.
Happen trolls.
We will not,
cause now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
We will not,
cause now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
Now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
Now here come the
trolls. Here come the
trolls. Trolls, 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 trolls.
Oh, I'll delete them, I'll delete them.
I'll delete them if they troll.
Mark Zuckerberg, make all of my friends out just like me.
Especially when it sounds just like me.
Clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast, happy hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We're going to kind of play it loose today since it is a holiday, but there is plenty to talk about, including our insane government.
And here they are.
That's Rosie Brock and me up till now. First,
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Is there anything that makes a bigger statement about how goofy things are than what happened today in the Capitol at the inauguration rehearsal. They saw smoke from half a mile away, black smoke coming up from something. So they evacuated. They evacuated the entire thing.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Smoke was coming from a fire in a garbage can in a homeless encampment a little more than half a mile from the rehearsal. What's going on here? You know, over the weekend, our mayor and officials all over the country were making a lot of racket about these planned insurrections at state capitals by armed protesters. In my position, I think if such an event were planned, I would have heard some. I might have been invited to it. There's nothing. This is much ado about nothing. This is all about ginning up fear over Trump voters. Step one towards eventually, you know, the boxcar. What in God's name do we need 20,000 or 25,000 troops in D.C. for right now? What? Because of what happened on the 6th, which in large part was provoked by left-wing groups as well. This is just nuts. So the inauguration rehearsal was evacuated today over a garbage can fire, ironically set by the people the Democrats tell us they care about the most, the homeless. Goodness knows they've created more of them than anybody else. It's really sad. But all of this fear-mongering over the weekend, you know, violent protests, they made it up. They made it up. It's a contribution to the narrative that's building so we can deprogram those crazy people that thought Donald Trump did a good job. Can't have that. I just never thought I'd see the day where I would look. I mean, we know government does nothing particularly well and does a lot of dumb things that don't really work out for us. But this is pathetic. This is sinister. It's either pathetic or sinister, maybe a combination of both. Again, it's a virtual inauguration. So the presence of 20,000 troops or 25,000, whatever the number is, doesn't that strike you as just a little over the top?
A little.
And a garbage can fire from half a mile away is a reason to evacuate? What, are we going to live the rest of our lives like this? This lunacy? And we keep getting treated to little dribs and drabs of what China Joe Potato Head Biden has in mind or what he's going to offer in his inaugural address. That's going to be interesting to watch. Not so much what he says. Can he get through it? You know, that'll be the big thing. But on the other hand, I don't know why I would bother to watch it. So what's the rehearsal all about? If he's going to, we're going to have a big mask inaugural ball. This is really not an occasion to be celebrated, in my opinion. So the evacuation of the Capitol, the panic over a burning garbage can. What, they think somebody had lit a missile and they were ready to launch it from half a mile away? It just doesn't make any sense. That and now they're vetting National Guard troops. Because apparently, in serving, they're not allowed to possess a conservative point of view. none of this is particularly American. None of it strikes me as constitutional. But the Constitution has increasingly become something they like to wipe their butts with, to show open contempt for. One of the things that dripped out early was shutting down the Keystone Pipeline. That was on Fox News this morning. And already making moves to make sure that we're no longer energy independent. I don't know if you've noticed, but the price of gas has been creeping up every week.
Mm-hmm.
I fill my car up on Sunday because I got that extra 5 cents a gallon at the MAPCO there. So I would expect it to continue. Because it's cold today because of the Keystone Pipeline. Or that storm we had last October that came through this area. They believe all this. And I know there's still people holding out hope that some kind of miracle is going to occur to provide a second term to Donald Trump. What's this that you sent today? Conservative Treehouse. I know about them. I thought they were deplatformed. They must have come back.
No, yeah. I checked, and they've got quite a few articles up there. But I didn't do a deep dive on that. But it's supposedly a report.
Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee finalizes a report. The PDF is available if I post the link. You can pull it up with evidence of Joe and Hunter Biden conducting financial deals with foreign governments. The report outlines how the Biden family sold access to government policy for personal financial benefit. China, by the way, has kind of admitted they interfered in this election, too, but nobody's upset about that. But boy, the Russians really didn't do anything. Not that we don't interfere in other elections, too. So I don't doubt that this is all true.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it for a long time. But the FBI had it for how long? The Hunter's laptop? Like 3 years? But boy, by the way, have you heard a peep, a nugget, anything in the news about the Nashville bombers since that happened? I haven't.
Yeah.
They solved that in 24 hours. Doesn't that sound just like a little odd? They were able to identify the remains, pin it on the one guy. This was, you know, a one-man band. And that was it. That was the narrative. But for 3 years, the same FBI had a laptop with evidence connecting the son of the vice president operating as the bag man for his father and other family members in deals with a country that really does not have our best interests in heart. The Wuhan flu might be exhibit A in that. I will never forget the State of the Union speech last year. That should also be fun to watch.
State of the Union?
That may be it may be the shortest State of the Union speech in American history, because I don't think he can stay up there for more than 10 or 15 minutes, no matter how they manage his medications. Could be that this thing, you know, all of this stuff will come out and say, Joe, you can't be president because this don't look good. Not that they've ever worried about that.
Well, and that was one of the paragraphs in there, but it's amazing at this point, down right before the article starts, you know, because
the impact on U.S. financial or U.S. policy.
No, right in the body of the article itself, not the report, but right above that.
Considering the scale of evidence showing massive conflicts of interest, it's quite astounding that Joe Biden is currently president-elect. Well, I mean,
yeah.
Most people don't believe he's legit. But I better watch it. I don't want to end up, you know, in a gulag. Before I can't cast aspersions on that. So the evacuation of the Capitol over a garbage can is our most electrifying story of the day. Brought to you by Mr. Electric, a team of certified master electricians, skilled, talented, and a business model that absolutely works great for customers. when you need a repair. In fact, I'll come out to your house and give you a checkup on your wiring and fuse panel for free. It's been a while since you've had that looked at. But if you have anything involving electricity, do yourself a big favor. Don't buy electricity for dummies. Call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. They'll come out at a time that's convenient for you, give you an estimate on the work that you need done. That's the price you will pay, and the work will be done also at a time that's convenient for you. So they guarantee the result. Nothing but the best certified master electricians, whether it's a installation, repair, whatever it is you need. You don't have to think about who to call. Get the best. Mr. Electric, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com.
At the Home Depot's Days of Doing Winter Bath event, it's never been easier to turn a small project into a big improvement. Start with a wide selection of stylish vanities from only $139. New low prices on faucets starting at only $59. Why not do something nice for your bathroom, your budget, and yourself? Come to the Winter Bath event, going on now at the Home Depot and homedepot.com/bath. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through February 28th while supplies last.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Plus 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage and more. All on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See mobile protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straight talk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ooh, I need vacation, been working day and night, get no appreciation for working overtime. We're off 3 days. Can't wait to sleep and drink this 3-day weekend. Laying by the pool, yeah, drinking Mai Tais. The kids are out of school, yeah. Time for a water fight. Sleeping, staying, breakfast in bed. Ain't moving a single muscle this 3-day weekend.
By the way, we will take requests this afternoon at 27292 Twitter for something you'd like to hear. So far, the phones have just been burning up with activity. Really. You know what? I had a little digestive issue earlier this afternoon. I thought that would be kind of crappy for me to, no pun intended, to not show up. Are you having a show over there? Is that who we're expecting? Is that Chris?
No. T-Spear.
Hey, T-Spear, what's up?
I tell you what, yeah, I'd like to make a comment about the 20,000+ members of our National Guard in Washington, D.C. Wouldn't you want that many armed individuals between you and the 80 or 90 million Americans who knew that this election was not stolen from Donald Trump, but rather it was stolen from me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that many armed guards between me and that many angry Americans.
I think they got a good look at that on the 6th.
No, they only got a taste of that on the 6th. They got a taste of what Antifa and BLM will do on the 6th. They have no idea of what 90 million people look like standing on their front porch. And no, I am not advocating that people go and do that. But I am advocating that 90 million people need to be on the telephone tomorrow morning and need to be hammering away at every available person that's still in those offices. And then you need to make sure that their local offices hear you as well.
I agree. Maybe
this needs to be an uproar that Congress does not need to be able to hear a single word they say on the floor
because
they need to be heard from the people.
One of the, this is a freshman that no doubt rode in on Trump's coattails in this last election and then voted to impeach him, one of the 10 traitors on the Republican side.
He needs to be recalled right now.
Today he says he believes that his political career has ended. What a dumbass. He's trying to justify it, but it didn't work. Thank you for the call. Let's see, Crawdad.
You said you needed a request.
Sure.
Old Harold Delaney.
Well, we'll see if we can make room for old Harold. You going to be listening for the balance of the afternoon?
Absolutely.
I'll try and sneak him in somewhere. If we do have guests, we have
if you can't get that, Carlin's piece about the owners.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Not that I don't love old Harold Delaney. Mm-hmm. I'm becoming old Harold Delaney.
I am too.
I'll soon be opening a bed and breakfast.
Listen, my priest that baptized me, he and his wife opened a bed and breakfast when he retired here, and it did real well. I think he might like it.
I just noticed, not to jump all over the place like I have the attention span of a moth.
Moth? Did you say moth?
Moth. 2000.
There's a bit about that.
Oh, yeah. Norman the Moth, mm-hmm. Right? 2,000 National Guard troops in that group of 25,000 have been sworn in as special deputy U.S. Marshals. So what is the point of that?
It's insane that they are even discussing the fear that somebody might try to take out. It's just, they don't really believe that.
I think they are, this is a false flag pile of crap. Just like the weekend, right, the mayor making statements, we're going to protect. From what? Nobody knew about it. There were more tourists than there were police. Or more police than tourists. There was nothing. We'll let you know when it's time for that.
This is starting out. When Mao Zedong whacked his number two man, had him assassinated because he was scared that there was an assassin behind every potted plant.
Hello.
We're starting out with that already. It's just nuts.
Yeah, I forget who which Democrat it was. They're all so unmemorable. Was photographed, and in the background, in the upper left side of the picture, guess whose picture is on prominent display? Mao, a mass murderer like Stalin, and that's the name of our new president, Joseph Stalin. And there's a nice meme out there that has him looking, you know, like Stalin with the big thick mustache and everything. Crawdad got to run, but I will do my best to bring you a laugh this afternoon. Sharon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I could go either way. I could go either way. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, dude. It's Monday. I am just letting you know the only thing I can think of, the only reason that they would swear in any National Guard as U.S. Marshals would be because U.S. Marshals are the only ones, basically, aside from our military, that can actually arrest federal or state government officials.
Oh. So are there going to be some government officials arrested?
Well, that would make me happy, but I don't know.
It depends
saying.
On who. I mean, there's already an effort to do something with Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz. Because they dared to challenge the election results.
I'm not thinking it's the good guys that's needing to be arrested or even planning on being arrested, but that is, after I got off the phone about an hour ago with a friend of mine who works for the U.S. Marshals, that was the only thing she could think of as well.
Well, as of today, they're still under the supervision of Donald John Trump, so who knows? I'm
That's
just
exactly
not,
right.
And I've seen so much stuff going around, I'm just, We have been led down so many paths with Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and every other person that's got the evidence, the goods, that's going to...
And unfortunately, all we can do at this point is sit back and pray and hope it works out. Because for some reason, we're the only ones that are expected to continue to be law-abiding citizens and put up with their crap.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. That's because we generally are. So yeah, what the 25,000 troops are there to create the impression that there's this giant conservative threat and we needed to call all of them in. This is an embarrassment of us to the world looking like some banana republic that's got to have the entire military out to protect a senile old man from taking the oath of office. I got to run. We're getting a ton of calls. Thank you, Sharon. That was good. David.
Hello. I really appreciate your programming. You just do such a great job.
Oh.
I want to thank you for that.
I'm sorry. Is this David?
Go ahead.
No. The floor is yours, sir.
I just wanted to say that I think we are being misled. Uh-huh. But I think what's really going to happen on Wednesday is there have been serious investigations going on, and it's going to come to fruition, I believe, on Wednesday. And I believe the troops that are there, that are the 25,000, are not there to protect the Capitol from Trump supporters. They are going to be there to protect the Capitol from the ultra-left when they find out that major arrests are going to be made on Wednesday. Trump is going to be gone. He's going to be out of it. He's not even going to be in charge. He's not in charge now.
No, he'll be in Florida.
FEMA is in charge. And they've set up all this protection on the streets. And it's to actually protect from the left that's going to be so upset.
I mean, that's been the case for over a year. They've been burning down cities, you know, from coast to coast.
Exactly, and so they're getting prepared for that. But what it is the truth is coming out. This is not just a United States thing. This is an international thing having to do with the election, having to do with corruption, having to do with unbelievable money that's behind what's really going on. And things are going to, I believe that actually that martial law is going to be declared on Wednesday. And the Capitol is going to have to be protected. And that's what the troops are there for. They're going to be there. They're going to be the main line of defense.
All right. I've seen this hypothesis out there. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm not investing an iota of hope in anything. I'm just going to wait and see what happens.
I know it seems far-fetched, and it seems really out there on the edge.
Well, but it's not as far-fetched as Joe Biden getting 80 million votes, that's for sure. Thanks for the call. Let's say hi to Debbie.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. We got about a minute. What's up?
Okay. I'm going to take it one step further from the last caller. I believe he's got a very good point, but I think that this is the perfect opportunity for the left or the whoever is in control to get rid of Joe Biden and solidify their power. They can, like he said, do the martial law, and Kamala, they can run through her, and everything's beautiful, I guess, and then they can blame Donald Trump.
Well, false flag, that's the specialty of these people. We'll see how it all works out. But again, yeah, far-fetched, absolutely, but so was the idea of Joe Biden getting more than 20 million votes than Barack Obama did in half the number of counties that Barack Obama won. Just the math alone is crazy. This, I believe, is this David Darden?
This is Chris Black.
Chris Black! How are you, man?
Doing good this afternoon. How you doing, Greg?
It's crazy. It's crazy, Chris, but you know. This is Chris Black from DCCI, Darden Communications Consultants, Inc., and you guys are stopping by tomorrow morning, right?
Yes, sir. We'll be there, I believe it's 8:45.
And we're going to be checking out some I hate to use the word toys because that infers the stuff that people use for two-way communication now in some cases is toys. You got the real deal. You're bringing them, right?
We're going to bring them in. We're going to put them in your hands, let you hold them, see if you and Rich Thomas can break some things in the morning. We'll just see how it goes.
Chris, since you're on with me at the moment, why don't you take a sec here, and we're just introducing DCCI to our audience. Why don't you go ahead and talk a little bit about what your company is all about and who would be best benefited by your services?
Well, our services are designed around business-grade communications. We do a lot of two-way radio communications, GPS tracking to help keep track of people that are out in the field. And basically, our business model is efficiency. And what we do is we sit down with companies who are trying to, of course, improve the bottom line. And with COVID hitting, a lot of companies are doing a lot more with a lot less. So we're kind of identifying areas of opportunity for them to, let's say, run their routes more efficiently to see more customers in a day, or have communications with service technicians with the office rather quickly so that they can get to, you know, the customer, let's say an air conditioning customer, for example, much faster than just waiting on a text message to go out and come, you know, go back and forth. It's really inefficient. Sounds good in a lot of ways, but we're really about, you know, streamlining the tool, having the tools to streamline what your business needs. So if you're out there making money dealing with customers, service, anything like that, that's what we're here for.
And you provide the benefit of hiring an employee without the cost and expense of hiring an employee.
That's exactly right. And our employee comes to work every day. You don't have to worry about giving it holiday pay and giving it extra days off and coming in sick and all that. Our employee just works. So for years, Motorola did a study many years ago and showed that still holds true. The work of three team members can do the work of four with two-way radio communication built into the day-to-day business operations. And we have customers that are learning that every day. So just because you have a cell phone and an iPad and all these other tools, we're learning that, you know, that instant communication really gets the job done.
DCCI, it's a company that can help you
find your own business.
Yeah, and we'll check out some of the equipment tomorrow morning. Chris, why don't you go ahead and give the number in case somebody would like that has a business would like to learn more?
Absolutely. The number is 334-780-1112.
780-1112, the 334 area code. I've gotten to know these gentlemen over the last couple of weeks. They're terrific people. They would love to help you. Give them a call. And we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, sir. See you in the morning.
Take care. All righty. We are at 338. We had a really crazy traffic morning, considering,
I heard,
you know, like the number of vehicles is about half of what it normally would be. So Skipper was busy. Let's hope we have a slightly easier afternoon. Time to get that first report at 3:38.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're expecting traffic to be a little lighter than normal because all the state employees off today for the King holiday. But we do have some folks working, and we do have some folks on the road. Northeast Boulevard at Wetumpka Highway, very busy right now, as well as Taylor Road at I-85. East Boulevard, busy from Vaughn Road up to I-85. And that's about it. Everything else is light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85. Buckle up and be safe out there, and we'll keep you updated. All right, bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get your cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS in Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark.
Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com. That's ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church hosted its 46th annual MLK birthday celebration today. This year's theme was Forward March in Unity, Love, and Peace. And due to COVID-19 restrictions, the event was held virtually. As the presidential inauguration day approaches, security measures are in place around the Capitol complex in downtown Montgomery. There have been no reports of protests as of now, but police are on standby. Montgomery City leaders say city offices will be closed to the public Tuesday and Wednesday. Montgomery County offices will be closed Wednesday. Montgomery police have made an arrest in the city's most recent deadly shooting. Authorities have charged 28-year-old DeHonte Hardy with murder in the shooting death of 24-year-old Kendari Swain. They say Hardy shot and killed Swain in the 200 block of Bradley Drive around 10:30 Sunday night. Authorities believe the two had been in a fight before the shooting. Hardy is in the Montgomery County Jail on $150,000 bond. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a pretty nice start to the week. We're headed for a freeze again tonight, but I have news about a warming trend. Tonight, clear and cold again, overnight low temperature close to the freeze mark. I have us around 33 degrees at dawn. Tomorrow, the warming trend gets established with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Good bit of sunshine. In fact, even a lot of sun on Wednesday with highs in the mid-60s. Then rain becomes likely by Thursday and Friday. Highs still in the 60s even then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
By the way, visit my Facebook page. There is a space station flyover around 5:50. Rich has all the details. He put a graphic together. I've got it on my page. Check it out. Those are always fun and a chance to feel a little patriotic.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Pandemic Mondays. It is 3:44. The Garrisons will be joining us this afternoon. I've seen this go around. Ceremony boycott. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are scheduled to take their oaths of office Wednesday at 12 noon, 11 our time. Americans are asked to shut off their television sets, radios. Shut off your radio.
Never shut off your radio.
Cell phones, computers, social media, and streaming devices from here from 11 a.m. to 12 as a protest to the fraudulent and corrupt election of November 2020 and to show the news media our contempt for the way that they've slandered and defamed the outgoing administration of President Trump. You were asked to join this boycott. I can't shut the radio station off for an hour, but we should use it. That's not, well, it's not mine. It's, I'll talk to,
join,
you know, my son.
Right.
About to see what ideas he has. I'm posting something, you know, it's like, there's so much, and a lot of it is what I call hope porn. Because we, thank you, Valerie Rollins, that was pretty funny. Interesting event that happens with trees containing like a million birds. We have very impressive visuals this afternoon. But nothing, to me it's embarrassing. 25,000 troops in the Capitol. My opinion on this, well, I wish Terry Adams was here. Terry, if you're listening, call in. This has the stink of false flag all over it. That we have to have 25,000 troops, 2,000 of whom have been deputized as marshals in our capitals so we can swear in, or as the Democrats like to say last year, remember before the election, Pelosi with the gerbil in her mouth, until we can install a new president. That's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Install. I don't know about you, but I have washing machines installed. In fact, washing machines work very hard. That's what I learned in Christmas vacation. But not presidents. Presidents, the only time presidents or leaders are installed is in dictatorships. And this is the great irony. The people projecting, you know, Trump as a dictator are simply mirroring or reflecting their own desires along those lines. That's the only thing that makes sense. Everything they call us, they are, and even worse. But let's keep it light, shall we? You know, ironically, on this King holiday, a man whose message was being judged on the content of character more than the color of skin, and yet the people that claim to be advancing the cause of minorities, that's the first thing they see, is color. Not content, not character, color. I think society as a whole has made a lot of progress. Nothing's ever perfect. A lot of progress in not noticing color. But now we've got a group that sees nothing but. I don't think that's progress. It's a big step backwards. I think most people would just love to harmoniously get along. They don't care what color you are. They don't care what you do in the privacy of your own home. Just leave them alone. That would be the right way to do it. It is 3:49 over the weekend. I stopped by Jack Ingram Volkswagen. I have a lot of warm memories of that store. The first year I was here, did a lot of remote broadcasts. That's how I got to know the Ingram family and the level of professionalism, because I did work very extensively with automobile dealers in South Florida. I mean, there on site. I loved the design of that showroom, and I had not sat in a Beetle in ages. And right now at Jack Ingram Volkswagen, they've got 0.9, that's 0.9% interest. Think about that. It's less than 1% on select Volkswagen models, which means you pick out one that works for you, and every payment you send in, you are building equity in that vehicle. So if you want to upgrade in a couple of years, you're in a plus situation. You've got real equity. And man, they're fantastic. The Tiguan, awesome SUV. The Beetle, all dressed up and ready to go. I can't believe how that car has transformed over the years. It's still got the look and the feel, but it is a state-of-the-art machine all the way. And a great service department there, too. Shop at JackIngramVolkswagen.com or stop by if you want a car or particular model brought to your home or business for a test drive. They're happy to do that, freshly sanitized. All the paperwork can be done remotely. Just order it up with the concierge service. Start at JackIngramVolkswagen.com because it's time to love what you drive.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uuncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the count of you want to know why, when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Yeah, and this is the only radio station you're going to learn that kind of wisdom. Any of that stuff. The Garretsons are joining us.
Yeah.
A long time.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Thanks for having us back.
How many grandchildren do you have now?
Three.
That's right. I just flew in from California, literally, just landed.
I picked them
What's
up and
like
we headed over here.
What's it like to travel right now? I can't imagine.
I couldn't wait to get my mask off. It was California to Dallas, got a word in Dallas a couple hours, then all the way on the airplane back to here. It's pretty miserable, and I cheat as much as I can. Pulling it down. Oops, I'm drinking something. It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I think I last flew on a plane in 2011. Made a quick trip down to Florida to visit Goose. And that was it. Just the idea of nothing, it seems like I have the curse. Forget whatever departure time it is. It's never going to leave at that time. I think I may have told you, it might have been that trip. Can't remember, but it's a beautiful but very cold December day. And the temperature started out below freezing. So they board the plane, and we look out, and you can see the shiny aluminum wings glaring in the sun. And it all looks totally amazing. And then the pilot comes on and said, we're going to, what do they call it, ice the plane?
De-ice
the plane. So he says this, and I look out at the wings, and I don't see anything on the wings. There was no rain. There was no precipitation. We didn't have any snow on the ground, but okay, got to de-ice the wings. And that'll delay us by about half an hour. Comes on 10 or 15 minutes later and says, folks, I'm going to ask you to go back into the terminal because the battery on the de-icing truck is dead and they can't get it started.
No.
So we're just going to have to wait until the temperature goes above freezing. And I thought, if this isn't Hooterville Airport, I don't know what is.
Wait, was that here in Montgomery?
Yes. Don't, I mean, anybody, can't the pilot come out and say, anybody got jumper cables? Something so we can get the de-icing truck started and get out of
the way. Can't go out and pee on the wings?
But I just never saw anything that looked like it would create an issue with airflow over the wings. I know a little bit about that. I think it was a plot. Got a lot of plots going on.
They were trying to stop you, Greg. It was all because of you.
Yeah,
you were on the plane.
That's right.
You were a threat.
It was a direct attack on me. Speaking of plots, when we come back after the top of the hour break here, by the way, Fox News Propaganda Ministry will deliver news at 4 o'clock. You listen. You pay attention. They will tell truth.
I miss Greg.
Sad but true, yeah.
Mr. Greg.
I can't help it.
Oh, it's awesome.
I do want to get with you because I'm sure you've received or seen a lot of the material we have. Rosie and I talk about it. Why do we need 25,000 guard troops and all the rest of it? It's 356. The corona lockdowns and everything else have caused stresses in so many ways in the American fabric, damaging businesses and doing a lot of damage to relationships. Some marriages weren't just not meant to be 24/7 situations as lockdowns and people working from home have discovered. If you find your marriage at that level of stress, now they specialize in representing men, but they also represent women. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are experienced attorneys who have ready knowledge of the law, who will give you the sense of advocacy you need and play it straight. Tell you the truth. Be ready for the truth when you call 819-4810, because the thing you need to know more than anything else is where do I stand? What's at risk here? Because you're so close. You're focused on the things that are driving you apart, but looking down the road, what's at risk here? What am I entitled to walk away with? Don't go to a friend and ask for that kind of advice. Get it from people who live in this universe and know it well, and will also be that support system you'll need as you're going through the process. Duncan Tomlinson, 819-4810. They also handle matters of family law, and you can learn more about their practice and read some of the powerful testimonials at divorcedformenalabama.com, although I do know several women who they've represented and done an excellent job. 819-4810 for Delkin Tomlinson.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, traffic check.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic on this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. We are very busy on the East Boulevard from Troy Highway all the way up past Vaughn Road to I-85. We have a lot of congestion and traffic on the Northeast Boulevard as well from Wears Ferry Road all the way over to Wetumpka Highway. And the Wetumpka Highway and 31 to Prattville are very busy this afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. We have no accidents into us to pass along. Well, lower your interest rate on your VA home mortgage with the VA interest rate reduction loan. No appraisals, no income verification, no out-of-pocket expenses, and no hassle. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 232876. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything.